She is a poet, an artist, a stellar actress, and now a budding director. But Deepthi Naval knew from the start what kind of cinema she wanted to be a part of.
I was growing up in New York. I finished my college. I wanted to join films, and when we spoke about this to my parents, and I said, there is this cinema that I want to be part of, and it was all Rishikesh Mukherjee cinema. That's how I was able to convince my parents to let me come. I met Rishida when I came to Bombay to join films. I was in New York, and after finishing my college, I came back. He was one of the first people that I met, and I had seen most of his films. And I think the last thing that I had seen was Abhiman. Of course, earlier on I had seen Guddi, but Abhiman was a film that we saw in New York while we were in college, and that was like fresh in my mind. And I knew that I was definitely going to, work with people like him. And so he was one of the first people that I met when I came back. Rishida was such an unassuming human being. I just thought he was so like, one of a family member. And once I started working with him, he was very encouraging, towards me. When I came and met him first, he told me, Deepthi, I would drop in quite often to Rishida's place, because I used to live in Bandstand as a paying guest, and I would drop in at Rishida's place, telling him what all I've done and who all I've met and, what is working out, what is not working out. And he would say, listen, Deepu, don't run away back to America, because there's a place for an actress like you, and you should hang around, don't give up or don't just run away. You are going to find work here and you will get work. And that very quickly, I was working with him also. But working with him happened just a couple of years down the line. First, I started working with Shyam Benegal and Vinod Pandey for Ek Baar Phir and Sai Paranjpe. After that, Rishida signed me for two films. But he was like a family. He was like a, father figure for us, for me, Farooq, and he was somebody I could talk to. I could discuss things. I could tell him what's going on, what I should do. He would always be there to give me advice and, to encourage me and keep my spirits up.
Puchho na bachche se. Puchho. Jo puchna hai. Achha, beti. Kya tum ye bata sakti ho ki Sanjay kaun the?
Ji. Sanjay Ranbhumi mein Dhritarashtra ke doot the. Unhe Kurukshetra ke Mahayudh ka aankhon dekha hal sunate the. श्रीमद् भागवत गीता भी संजीव वाच्य से शुरू होती
है। वाह वाह, क्या पवित्र त्रिवेणी के जल से धुली हुई भाषा बोलती हो। दूसरा प्रश्न ये है कि कौरवों की बहन और बहनोई के क्या नाम थे?
बहन का नाम तुशीला और बहनोई का नाम जयद्रथ।
अरे वाह वाह बेटी, ये तो मुझे भी याद नहीं था। तो ये बताओ बेटी, पांडव जब महाप्रस्थान पर जा रहे थे तो नकुल क्यों गिर गए थे?
जी,
तुम बहू ढूंढने आए हो या संस्कृत महाविद्यालय?
द्रौपदी क्यों गिर पड़ी थी ये बता सकती हूँ, लेकिन नकुल क्यों गिर पड़े थे ये नहीं बता सकती।
ये बताने की कोई जरूरत भी नहीं है, क्योंकि बात यह है बेटी, ये प्रश्न करके मैं भी फंस गया था। इसका उत्तर मुझे भी नहीं मालूम। लाला, रिश्ता पक्का?
अच्छा। अरे नहीं यार, पहले रमेश भी तो पूछ लो, उसकी भी राय ले लो। बेटी, एक भजन हो जाए।
जा, गाना भी गाती है?
गाती है? अरे ऐसा वैसा, ऐसा गाती है कि सीधे वृंदावन पहुंचाएगी।
अच्छा,
of course, he picked up some life and he put all that into his movies.
Deepthi Naval says that in the entire film industry, Rishidas films were unique and quite different.
His cinema was his kind of movies were a sect apart from the rest of Bombay films, because they were such strong stamps of Hrishikesh Mukherjee films, and they were real, they were believable characters. He talked about the lives of common people and how he interpreted them. He had this great knack of saying an ordinary story with so much interest in regular life, life that happens around you all the time. And then when through his movies you say, this happens, this could happen. I mean, he made these lovely films like Gudi, and Abhiman was my favorite though, because I kind of do have a soft corner for drama. But other films like Chupke Chupke and so many other movies, even the earlier ones, I keep looking for one of his earliest films called Musafir.
Hey, Betty.
घर में तोड़ तार सुतार कारिया का काम चल रहा है क्या?
ना ना, मेरी बेटी म्यूजिक सुन रही है। म्यूजिक की बहुत शौकीन है ना? मैंने कहा सुनती हो, कैलाशपति जी आ गए हैं। मेरी बेटी बड़ी होशियार है, लाखों में एक है, लाखों में एक।
नमस्ते।
नमस्ते।
बैठिए बैठिए, आप बैठिए ना।
यस यस, प्लीज बी सीटेड।
बेटी तुम यहाँ आ जाओ।
यस डैड।
बेटी तुम्हारा नाम क्या है?
मौली।
मौली?
मौली यानी कि श्यामली। घर में उसे प्यार से मौली कह के ही बुलाते हैं।
डैडी, कॉलेज में तो मुझे मौली भी नहीं, ली कह के बुलाते हैं। आई लाइक टू बी कॉल्ड ली, नॉट श्यामली।
तुमने रामायण महाभारत पढ़ी है?
सॉरी, आई एम नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन माइथोलॉजी, आई एम ओनली क्रेजी अबाउट म्यूजिक, लिटरली क्रेजी।
किसका गाना तुम्हें पसंद है?
एशिया, थर्ड वर्ल्ड।
अरे नहीं नहीं, मैं देश के बारे में नहीं पूछ रहा हूँ।
नो मैन, एशिया थर्ड वर्ल्ड कोई देश नहीं है, म्यूजिकल ग्रुप्स हैं, जैसे सुपर ट्रैम्प, कूल एंड द गैंग।
माफ करना बेटी, मैं तो इन सब मामलों में बिल्कुल अनाड़ी हूँ।
आपको रॉक अच्छा नहीं लगता? एसिड रॉक, पंक रॉक, सॉफ्ट रॉक।
रॉक यानी पत्थर, सॉफ्ट यानी नरम, तो पत्थर क्या नरम भी होता है?
फॉरगिव मी फॉर सेइंग, मगर आप बिल्कुल पुराने जमाने के आदमी है। रॉक एक किस्म का म्यूजिक है।
इसीलिए जब अंदर आए तो पत्थर गिरने की आवाज आ रही थी। तुम्हें रविशंकर का सितार कैसा लगता है?
He is famous only in foreign countries. हिंदुस्तान के बाहर ही वो मशहूर है। मुझे तो क्लासिकल म्यूजिक बहुत बोरिंग लगता है। As a matter of fact, आप जिसे क्लासिकल म्यूजिक कहते हैं, it's all shit. No thrill, no excitement. नाचने को दिल ही नहीं करता। और ये गाते बजाते सब old fogies. Except for that famous तबला प्लेयर जाकिर हुसैन. What a sweet darling. He's so handsome, isn't he?
You know, working with Dada was always like, I continue to say that it was always like a picnic, you know. We never felt that bahut kaam karne ja rahe hain, kuch aisa hoga. You know, it was such an easy atmosphere. There was no stress. Other directors get stressed out and, getting the scene done, and they're like all very worked up and they're into their script, and Rishida was like, it was like going out there, having a good time and come back. And Dada was always very, very, he'd made you comfortable immediately as you got on the set. He would just call all of us, for the scene, discuss the scene, and he would masaj bhi karte the beech mein. Farooq and Dada were forever making digs at everyone, in a very, very, I used to say that I should quote you, I should make notes and take down all your one-liners and publish them one day. They were, and of course they used to make digs at me all the time, but it was such a wonderful atmosphere to work in. You never felt really that you are in any filmy environment, Dada was so, so wonderful, warm human being, and full of wit, and he enjoyed his work immensely also. I mean, later years he became a little, it became difficult for him to really stand for long and stuff like that. But he really, the years that I worked with him, it was fun. It was like really enjoyable time, very, very good time we had. They were always, up to pranks and, like these one-liners would come up every now and then throughout the shoot, and one would just crack up and saying, would you people get serious about work?
मगर लाला जी इनके पिताजी के साथ ऐसा करने का ठीक होगा?
अच्छा तो ये ठीक होगा कि रमोला की शादी कहीं और हो जाए और ये बेचारा सारी उम्र कमारा रहे, क्योंकि रमोला के अलावा किसी और लड़की से शादी करेगा।
मगर क्या ये झूठ का सहारा लेना जरूरी है?
Everything is fair in love and war. और अगर जरूरी ना होता तो मुझे काले कुत्ते ने काटा है कि मैं तुमसे ये सब कुछ करने को कहता। और तुम क्या जानो कि झूठ क्या है और सच किस चिड़िया का नाम है? अच्छा देखो, अब मैं कैलाशपति बनके तुमसे भारतीय संस्कृति के बारे में कुछ सवाल पूछता हूँ।
संजय के बारे में क्या जानती हो?
कौन संजय? संजय गांधी या संजय दत्त?
ये लीजिए, प्रेम करने को यही लड़की मिली थी? जी नहीं, महाभारत वाले संजय, संजय उवाच। अच्छा चलो, कौरवों की बहन और उनके बहनोई के क्या नाम थे?
कौरवों की कोई बहन भी थी?
होती ना तो मैं पूछ लूं। उनकी बहन का नाम दुशीला और बहनोई का नाम जयद्रथ था। अच्छा तीसरा सवाल, जब पांडव महाप्रस्थान पर जा रहे थे तो द्रौपदी गिर क्यों पड़ी थी?
ये लोग पहाड़ पे जा रहे थे ना?
जी हाँ।
फिसल गई होगी?
जी नहीं,
मैंने महाभारत नहीं पढ़ी।
और अब वक्त भी नहीं है पढ़ने का। ये करते हैं कि मैं 7 सवाल और उनके जवाब तुमको लिख के दे देता हूँ, उनको रट डालो चौथे की तरह।
लाला जी, पिताजी ने 8वां सवाल पूछ लिया तो? नहीं नहीं, यानी मैं इसलिए पूछ रहा हूँ कि इमरजेंसी तार देकर तो आती नहीं।
अगर इमरजेंसी आ भी गई तो वही सोच लेंगे कुछ।
Deepthi Naval then spoke about Rishikesh Mukherjee's last days and how he remained cheerful till the end and didn't want people to see him incapacitated in any way.
I would watch all the movies. He would, you know, when he was bedridden, he was always watching everything on television. He knew exactly who's doing what. Whenever I would call, he would say, I don't think he was comfortable with people coming and seeing him physically. You know, when he was going down with his health and becoming incapable of really moving around, he was not keen that people should come and actually, you know, sort of sit around him. Probably didn't want very many people to see him like that. But whenever I would call, he would say, Dipu, so na, mese phone pe baat kar. Namaste dada, I'm coming that side. Na, can I come and see you? Can I drop in? At least I haven't seen you. And he would say, nahi, but beta tu mere se phone pe baat kar. Main na, सो जाता हूँ दिन में कभी भी, एंड आई एम नॉट डोंट हैव द स्ट्रेंथ टू काइंड ऑफ यू नो बी अप एंड अबाउट एंड मेक यू नो, बट आई कैन टॉक टू यू लाइंग डाउन ऑन द फोन। एंड आई द लास्ट वाज ऑफ कोर्स एट द फ्यूनरल, यू नो व्हेन वी वर ऑल देयर, एंड आई मीन लॉट ऑफ पीपल टोल्ड मी रिशिदा को जब आप फोन पे बात करो। आई रिमेम्बर जयदी एंड माई सेल्फ हैड काइंड ऑफ बिट ऑफ अ कॉन्वर्सेशन व्हेन वी वर गॉन टू पुणे टुगेदर फॉर द इनॉग्रेशन ऑफ अमोल पालेकर फिल्म, एंड वी डिस्कस्ड रिशिदा एट लेंथ, एंड आई सेड जयदी एट लीस्ट यू शुड गो एंड स्पेंड टाइम विद हिम, शी सेड यू नो आई डोंट हैव द हार्ट टू सी हिम कम्प्लीटली गो डाउन लाइक दैट, एंड आई सेड नो बट यू शुड यू नो, शी सेड ही डजंट एनकरेज दैट. He doesn't encourage people to come and sit around him, and you know, he when you call him, he's kind of, you know, okay with that. It was rather he wanted to be kind of alone, but also I think he missed people being around him, because he loved each one of us. You know, he loved each person that he worked with. I never heard any him with whoever he had worked with. I never heard ever. I knew him much more than the 2 films that I worked with him. But I never ever heard him say anything negative about anybody. Kisi ke sath kaam kiya ho and then say, no, it was not nice or whatever that person. No, never ever heard that. Always recalling the nicer things.
When I asked Deepthi which movies would she have given an arm and a leg to act in, she said,
Guddi and Abhiman.
Deepthi says she loved the song Kuch Dil Ne Kaha from Anupama and also talks about the impact the film had on her as a young girl.
Anupama was, yes, that song actually really stands out when I look at my school days. When I think of my school days, I mean, that was a film which really affected us in a big way. You know, I remember that, you know, it is so funny. We used to get so impacted by cinema. You know, for a whole semester we were hardly talking. Everybody gone very quiet, and then the next season we saw Savasha Parikh film, and then we were bubbly and jumping again. Songs from Abhimana. I mean, I won't be able to say off hand like that which songs, but yes, Kuch Dil Ne Kaha is a highlight, you know, in terms of the music from his films. And then Tere Mere Milan Ki Ye Rehna, Anand, of course, all songs from Anand, you know.
This is Kavita Chibba thanking Deepthi Naval for taking the time to talk to me and promptly responding to my email about doing this interview, even though she was in the middle of readings for scripts and also leaving to scout locations for the film that she will be shortly directing. Good luck to her for that. I'd like to leave you now with a song from Deepthi's film, Kisi Se Na Kehna.